Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
It's time!
It's the Lunch Line.
Hello and welcome. What do we call this show again? The Lunch Line. Oh my God. We're going to leave that in. Who cares? It's the Lunch Line. Welcome, welcome. We are here. We are back. So wild schedule in the early goings of the Lunch Line as we've been all over the place. It's tough. Because look, like baseball season's going.
Yeah.
It's springtime. We're busy. I've got a new baby coming in a couple weeks. Things are hectic. But we still have time to deliver a show to the people. We did a whole show where Mike's microphone wasn't even recording or whatever it was. But we are back. We're getting back into the swing of things. Well, it'll still be a little sporadic and chaotic here for the next couple months. But my guess is by the middle of summer, we'll settle in and back to the usual, giving you some solid content every week, hopefully. That's the goal, right, Mike?
Right. And that's the problem here is that for some reason, and you know me, both of us are pretty tech savvy when it comes to broadcasting, but
sure.
For some reason, I can't get, for the life of me, anything to work. I mean, even my camera right now is a lot fuzzier than yours. For some reason, it's like on a 10x zoom on my face.
It's like doing a podcast with an 85-year-old. Like, for some reason, which is funny, because as you said, like, it's not like you're an idiot with technology. You know what you're doing.
Right.
But for some reason, it's not working. It's me and my grandpa here doing a show together.
Yeah. And then, like you said, we're on Zoom, which obviously isn't the platform that we try to use because the other platform, for some reason, is it's like someone on dial-up internet in the forest trying to play Xbox Live.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it doesn't work.
It's
and it's
a disaster.
Like, I don't know what's going on right now. So, you know, and the funny thing is that everyone keeps asking me, you know, about the podcast,
right.
and they keep saying, like, you know, I haven't seen you put out an episode in a while, and I'm like, all right, take it easy, you know, it'll be there in a second.
It's coming. Yeah. We're back. It's funny because Apple hasn't updated the logo, even though I updated it in our thing. So now it's the DC Crossover Podcast, but then it says the Lunch Line as it's all over the place. But regardless,
right.
We're here. We have a show, a fun show planned for you guys tonight. Plenty of fun topics to get to, including we're going to touch on the Netflix hit Baby Reindeer, which Mike has seen. I've now seen twice because I watched it without Abby.
Twice.
And then I watched it with her. Well,
because
I watched it by myself when it first came out. And then I was like, hey, Abby, okay. You should probably watch this show. And then I rewatched it with her. So I'm coming right off of just rewatching it. So I got plenty of thoughts there. We've got a couple lists to get to and some trivia. And I've got a TikTok that I have to show you as well. But let's do our life updates. So I will say, I don't think I talked about it on the show in that, we had a mice infestation in this house.
Oh. Wait, is it a mouse or a mice?
Oh, it was multiple. It was now.
Okay,
luckily,
so
it's all fixed now.
It was mice,
but it was multiple mice. And here's how you know you have mice: mice.
Mice
is they leave the droppings.
Oh, they're no, these droppings.
Little, they're these little black, they look like grains of rice.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Don't let Lucy eat those.
So, dude, I you know, and they were... So this had been happening for a couple of days, and I had convinced myself, like, that's not, there's no mice. Like, it's just, you know, it's just like debris or whatever. Like, it's something, it's whatever.
A burnt but piece of rice.
At a certain point, it got to the point where literally our counter in this corner of our kitchen was like filled with black droppings.
Oh.
And then, so we called the people that come, and we're like, all right, you know, come check it out. And they pull our oven out to look behind there too, and that's where they were getting in. There was like a little hole in the wall that wasn't plugged up, and behind the oven was like a sea of black droppings. And then they went down to the basement where we are now, and they, you know, looked through a couple areas and they found some more. So they so we got it all fixed, but the first thing they had to do was they laid down those traps, those sticky, it's like sticky boards, traps, the stick boards or whatever. And like, I'm telling you, man, there's nothing freakier than getting up the next morning and going downstairs and finding like two alive mice like on the sticky boards, and they're stuck
struggling
there. And you're like, do I take a knife and cut its head off? Like, what do I do here? Because you're like, there's this little animal here. It's like, I don't know. Like, they say, like, just leave it alone. We'll get it when we come back.
Right. Right.
But the whole time, I'm like, I don't. It's such a weird experience to have like this animal that's like this rodent that's like trapped in the sticky board, and it's not loud.
looking at you.
It was looking at me. It was. I was like, do I give you some water? I was like, I like dropped a couple droplets of water on its like face. It actually probably went in its eye. It's like, oh my god, holy shit! And like, I didn't know what to do because I was like, it just felt so weird because you're just like. I could like I said, again, I'm not like a Jeffrey Dahmer, but I was like, do I just kill it? Like, what do I do? And like, but they said like, just leave it alone. And so basically, and since I work from home, I'm going like up and down all the time into the kitchen and stuff. And so like every time I'm like checking to see like, is it still wiggling? And
then, still moving.
Eventually after like a couple days, it's like, it's not moving anymore. And you're just like, all right, there's just a dead mouse trapped here. And like, and then eventually they come and they do a whole big cleaning thing. So we're good to go now. But $2,000. So that was
jeez Louise
for the big. But now it's like, all right, we're set. But it was like, there's nothing weirder than like those sticky boards because it's literally like it can't get off that thing. That thing is like the most strongest glue ever.
Yeah.
And like he was like, don't even like touch it because like it will stick to your hands. And suddenly I'm on the glue board for 3 days. But like this little, it's just this little mouse. It's like, you know, it's not making that much noise, but it's definitely alive and it's like moving around and it's freaky. I felt like in those movies when you got somebody like trapped in your basement, like you're literally like chained to a water pipe. And it was literally like, I don't know. It felt so weird, but yeah, that was our recent debacle, but hopefully we got that done. 'Cause he was like, they told us, they're like, this actually isn't that bad. Even though the guy, so when he pulls the oven out and to clean, he's like, he came down to me later. He was like, yeah, that was a lot of mouse poop. I was like, yeah, pretty gross. Like, I don't know what conversation we're having. But like, and they took care of it. But he had said, he's like, he's like, trust me, man, we've seen way worse. He's like, this house we were in yesterday, he said, it's all in there. Attic
and like, right.
So with us, there was nothing up there, thank God. But yeah. he's like, you this couple in the house we were just at, like in the middle of the night, you just hear scurrying like above.
Oh,
your head.
That's awful,
and like all that sort of, and that's that would drive me nuts. I'm already such a light sleeper that our fan creaks. I wake up during the night.
Oh my god. Creaks.
But like, dude, just imagine hearing like those little footsteps, especially because like if there's a lot up there, you're just hearing like an army.
You're like, oh my god, what is that?
It's the Nutcracker going upstairs. Yeah,
it's like Ratatouille.
Yeah, except for without the spaghetti or whatever. Just quick pasta note. So I ordered dinner tonight from Lazy Dog, Sunday night dinner. I ordered they've got these like fish and chips type thing that's pretty good. It's like this fried fish with good tartar sauce. Anyways, I order it, and instead of my order, I get someone named Peter, his chicken parm. And so I was like,
it's not a bad option.
It wasn't a bad option. I was like, okay, you know, I looked at the chicken parm on the menu. I felt a little Peterish as I was looking at it, but then I was like, no, I want the fish. And then the chicken parm showed up. And so divine intervention. The weird thing is everything else in our bag was our order, except for mine. Mine was switched.
What about the receipt?
And the receipt said my order on it.
Oh, really?
But on the box of the chicken parm, it said Peter. And I was like, I'm not Peter, but I'll eat the parm. So and Peter's probably sitting there like, I didn't want this freaking fish and chips. He's like, where's my chicken parm? And they give you two thick daddies of chicken, of like breaded chicken and the mozz cheese on it. And then they give you like a little bit of pasta. It's mainly just the chicken. Yeah. It's solid, dude. It was solid.
Hey, so I'll go back to the mice thing real quick. So when I was in college, now my house was a lot older and stuff like that sure. that I lived in. And it was a crap house. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And the biggest thing about it was we were sitting there in the basement watching TV. And then all of a sudden, like, we had this, you know, this coax cable like coming through the ceiling or something like that.
Solid.
And it was some weird getup, you know. And all of a sudden, like, I saw it like moving. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, like 2 seconds later, this like mouse is like crawling up the cord while we're watching TV. And I'm like, that's it.
That's terrifying.
I'm out. And all of a sudden, the next day I went and got trapped, because before that, there was a mouse. I want to say there was a mice. There was a mouse. And it was only one. Like, it was a singular mouse.
Right, right.
This thing literally was like, I don't know where it came from, but my buddy got like a baseball glove and ended up getting it and catching it. Cause first of all, it was on the, you know, basement. So it was like five steps down. Cause it was like a tri-level house or something
right,
like that.
Right, right, right.
And all of a sudden, like literally he catches it in the glove when it's on the stairs. Cause it like, those things jump. Dude,
ooh,
like
I've never seen that.
That's scary.
I don't want.
Like, dude, it literally, when I was sitting there, I'm not getting near that thing.
He's sitting there like Pudge Rodriguez getting ready to catch the fastball.
And then all of a sudden, I saw that thing go from the bottom of the floor to go like this, poof, and it like jumped the step. And I was like, my buddy ended up pinning it.
I'm moving at that point.
Yeah, he got it with the baseball glove and released it out in the wild.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, when he released it, you know, of course, 2 seconds later, it comes back in the house. So the next day, you know, it's trying to, you know, scurry around again. And that's when I saw it on the core the next, I was like, I'm out.
Oh.
So I went to Ace Hardware the next day and I said, screw this.
Yeah.
I
do you have to kill the mice?
I got two sticky traps. I got three snap traps. I mean, dude, I got like the whole smorgasbord.
I've never done the snap trap before. That's like the old school, like that's cartoon style. The snap trap.
Dude, the snap trap is... And the
do you
snap
leave
trap
a little
is,
piece of cheese in there?
So here's how I did it. Okay, first of all, the sticky traps had like, I don't know if they're fake peanuts or something like that on it. And it was like probably, you know, the size of maybe a gift card or something like that. It wasn't big.
Right.
And when I say the gift card, I mean like the gift card that like you get brand new with like the tag and everything.
Right.
So it wasn't that big. Maybe the size of like an iPhone. And... you know, nothing ever got caught on there. Maybe like a cricket or something like that got caught on there. And
gross.
That's the end of it. End of that life. that thing's not going anywhere. But then all of a sudden, the snap traps, I got a little bit of peanut butter and I smeared it on the top. And then I put it next to the trash can. I put it next to the sliding door and stuff like that. Because this house is old as tits. I don't even know where the hell these things are coming from.
Right. There's got to be a hole somewhere.
But yeah, something. And then, so me and my buddy go up to play FIFA in my room.
Right.
So we're playing FIFA. Not even the first half is done. And whap! We hear it. We hear it. We're like, I looked at him. I was like, could it be?
Yeah.
We got him, boys.
Yeah. And no joke. We went down there, and that thing was dead center of that trap and just like right on its neck, and it breaks its neck.
Wow.
So, dude, and it was crazy. I was like, what do we do now?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? I don't know.
So my buddy's like grabbing it, and he was like, oh my God. And he threw in the trash, but like that was the only mouse that was around.
Right.
Because, first of all, we didn't cover anything up or anything like that. But then again, I left the traps out there. I said, screw it. I'll leave the traps out there just in case.
You never know if he's got friends.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're coming trying to see where Ricky went. Right. Ricky's gone.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's the thing. That thing was whole. I mean, that was nuts, dude. When I had to do that, that was insane.
That's my, terrifying.
So my dad, going back to the mice cast. So my dad has a property out in Culpeper, right? And he has a barn and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's a newer barn and whatnot. But he ended up, like, he said he ended up having, like, some mice up there and all that kind of stuff. So he ended up, like, getting this, like, I don't know, it was like a Home Depot bucket or something like that, right? And he cut this trap in the center of the lid, and that he found online somewhere.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, when he cut it in there, like, the next, in a weekend that he went up there, there was like 30 mice in this
Jeez.
Trap. He was like, oh my God.
He's a rat terrorist.
He's a worse nightmare.
Yeah.
And I was oh my God. When he told me that, I was like, geez Louise, that was insane. But man, I just can't stand stuff like that. Like,
no, dude, it's gross.
You want to talk about pest infestations? So I live in a condo complex, right? Yeah. Literally not too long ago, you know, and I'm going to get to the HVAC situation here in a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, sure.
But not too long ago, the pest guy came because I was having these tiny needle bugs. Like, they're so small. Right. But they were, like, crawling, like, near the couch or something. I was like,
oh, I don't like that. Yeah, that's gross.
I didn't like them. So, all of a sudden, I end up calling the pest people because here we get free pest management. Oh. Who knows if the hell they come out? I don't know.
Right, right.
Who knows if it's,
like, the good pest people or if it's just, like... the guy's nephew, like, nothing to do. Yeah.
So I ended up getting someone to come out, whatever. But then all of a sudden, like, the next day or so, like, me and Jess saw these, like, bees. We saw, like, four bees our window. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So all of a sudden, like, somehow, I had to go somewhere or something like that. And she says, oh, my God, they're inside the place.
No.
Somehow they got inside. I don't know.
They're in the house.
I was like, well, I don't know what to do. So we're, like, texting back and forth about this thing. So then later that day or the next day or something like that, she's in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, like, she hears this.
Oh,
and
no.
She was like, what the hell is that? All of a sudden, a bee flies through the vent and, like,
Whoa, no way!
It was insane. And one happened today too. And lo and behold, I'm on the can. So all of a sudden,
You got nowhere to go.
I'm like, wait.
It's got you right where it wants you.
I mean, that tissue box is sturdy, man. Because I've had to kill 3 bees in that damn tissue box.
Dude, that's terrifying. I drowned. I did a bee. I had a bee come in because the big. With our deck, those big ass carpenter bees come through, and where those things are,
right?
Big guys. I had one that came through the other day, and like I didn't know what to do. I was like you. I was like, I don't know what to do with this thing, and like it ended up going over to my window, and it was just like chilling in the blinds. And I went and grabbed like the Windex bottle, and I just went and drowned it. It died. It literally just was like, what the hell's going on? And it literally drowned. It drowned on the window. I was like, I guess I got it. I don't know. I didn't know what else to do.
I did that with cicadas, man. One time I did that with cicadas where there was like the first cicada thing when I remember, which is way back in like middle school,
Yeah, because it's like every 17 years or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is. So I'm about to take the trash out, and it's the morning right before school. I open up the garage, and the garage opens up. All of a sudden, there's like 18 cicadas like lined up, ready to charge at me. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So all of a sudden, I look to my right, and I see like this Roundup like weed killer.
Ooh.
And I'm like, all right, here it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, pump, pump, pump.
That's
pump,
a good
pump.
Move.
And I'm like,
yeah. That's a good move, man.
I still remember that. That was like. Jeez,
that's Scarface style.
17 years ago, and I just don't remember it. Oh my God, that thing was nuts. But going along with, before we get to that list and everything like that. So here's the situation. Here's a lowdown. So my HVAC, and by the way, I apologize for anybody with my sound because I'm monitoring my levels right now.
Sounds
and,
perfectly fine to me right now.
Well, the problem is Audacity is doing the automatic slide thing.
Right.
I keep looking at it.
The electric slide.
Sometimes it's low, sometimes it's high. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to monitor it as best as I can. So going along with the HVAC system, in like the late fall, like November or something.
Right.
my HOA says, hey, it's freezing over or whatever. You got to get it checked out. So I get it checked out. And they say, basically, the first company says, oh, yeah, you know, you're going to need to get a new HVAC, all that kind of stuff.
Hate that.
And I have home warranty. So the home warranty, of course, is a being a pain in the ass because of the sole fact that they're sitting there trying to nickel and dime me and whatever. So long story short, my buddy had a contractor friend come out, and he said, yeah, I think you can wait. You know, your heat's working, and it's the wintertime, so I think you're going to be all right. So I say, all right, that's fine. So all of a sudden, I wait all winter. Now here comes the heat.
Yeah.
So and I have baseball season, so I'm cooked, you know, every single afternoon.
Right.
And
you want to come home to a nice, cool house.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to figure out times to deal with the home warranty and then for them to schedule an appointment with the company that's coming out.
Right.
They have to authorize or whatever.
Right, right. It's got to be one of their people. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm skipping a couple steps, obviously, that I could be talking about, but I'm not trying to have this be a gigantic, long-winded story here.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I'm basically fighting with the home warranty because they keep doing that stupid, oh, yeah, they type it. They basically press a button that's like the response or like, because every single time I type in something, it's like they're pressing a button because it's the exact same automated response from like Farrelly's or something like that, whatever their name is, you know, because there were some weird names that were popping up on my questionnaire thing.
Right.
So all of a sudden, I'm sitting there and, you know, fast forward a little bit more, I have this guy coming out. And I'm like, all right, you know, I got, you know, 10 more minutes to wait or whatever. He's on his way. He calls me and says, hey, so did you cancel the appointment? I said, nope, I'm just sitting here waiting for you. And I know you're like 10 minutes out. You're on 28. He said, yeah, I'm on 28. They canceled the appointment and I can't come to you because I won't get paid. And I'm like, what the hell? I said, I'm sitting right here. Ready for you to look at this stupid HVAC system that, by the way, I had to go through a million damn hula hoops
just to get this guy coming out.
Yeah, just trying to get something to effing work. So all of a sudden, he ends up coming out, or excuse me, he doesn't come out. I have to call a different company and say, do you, God forbid, have somebody close to me? Because tomorrow's going to be 85 degrees. I'm going to be sweating my ass off sleeping. No. I'm not doing this. And the person's like, yeah, that's fine. You know, we'll have somebody in the area. We can come out and service your thing.
And there's nothing worse than trying to sleep in the heat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. So we're sitting there, and I finally get them to come out or whatever. All of a sudden, they're like, so did somebody, you know, reseal this or that or whatever? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, man?
I hate when they ask questions like that. You're like, dude, I haven't touched this thing. I don't know I don't know what you're talking about. I wouldn't even know the first place to start to touch this thing. You know?
Right, right. And I'm sitting there, and first of all, it was last weekend. So last Saturday, this guy comes out. And the first thing that you have to say, hey, let's wave the red flag, is what kind of truck they show up in.
Right.
Because the problem is they show up in a truck that is all the decals are ripped off. The one wheel's missing,
and
all this kind of stuff, right? To the point where you're sitting there and you're like, all right, this guy, I mean, what kind of company is this?
I mean,
this guy drove from Maryland. So I'm a little, you know, wary about this guy in the first place. So he shows
understandably
up.
Understandably so.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I think I can, you know, fill it with R2 or something like that. Meanwhile, the guy's like 26 years old. And I'm like, I don't think he really wanted to be in this company.
You don't want that. You want the old seasoned veteran to show up to you. The guy that's seen it all. He's seen mice fly out of these HVACs. You know,
he's seen something.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn, you know, okay, whatever. So the guy says, you know, yeah, we can probably get it done, blah, 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 blah. But then on that Sunday, the home warranty says, like, yeah, we have to give it to somebody else because this company said they can't do it because they don't have a plumber. So I'm like, oh, my God, please, dear God, throw me off a roof. So long story short, again, I got up to that one guy and then they canceled and I had this other company come and they said, oh, yeah, did you reseal this thing? I said, I have no idea what anybody did. No one told me they resealed anything.
Right.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? So the guy's like, well, the resealing thing is not really that reliable. And I'm like, well, that's really something I want to hear. And then all of a sudden he's like, it'll probably last you probably 3 to 12 months. And then you had to get a hold.
It's a big
system.
Range. That's a big
and
range.
I'm like, I'm
3 to 12.
So sitting on my toes here, I'm like, okay, so 3 to 12. I'm trying. I'm like, please, dear God,
just fix this. Just fix this. That's all. Yeah. That's all I want.
Seriously, yeah. And I'm sitting here like waiting. I'm like, this has to end at some point. Because
right,
again,
right.
Baseball season takes up all of my afternoons.
Yeah,
and there is zero chance some company is going to be at my house at 7:30
right,
at night.
No.
And then, not to mention, I'm not trying to have Jess have to handle all this crap because, again, it's a pain in the ass. And a lot of these repair people will try to take advantage of women and stuff like that, 100%. Just like car repairmen and all that kind of stuff. They see a woman, they're like, "Oh yeah, this woman doesn't know anything about."
Meanwhile, it's like, buddy, I don't know anything. Yeah, exactly. It's like, buddy, you could tell me anything about this system. I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I love it when they sit there and they're like, "You see this? You see that?" I'm like, I see a bunch of wires.
I love when they explain what they're doing. They're like, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here trying to figure out who I'm pitching tomorrow for Stone Bridge Baseball.
Right.
So I'm like, I have no idea. Meanwhile, one of my pitchers just texted me. Anyways, yeah. So
he needs Tommy John surgery. He's out.
So it was, dude. It was so now it's cool, you know, because the guy's like, well, you know, all my readings are fine, and I'm like, okay, if the readings are fine, that's great. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, is it going to work? And he's like, well, let's get my thermometer. And he put it up to the vent. And all of a sudden it was like, it says 67 degrees. And I'm like, all right, get the hell out there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Leave now.
Ooh, it's been a gigantic pain in the ass. I'm telling you right
so
now.
So what's the deal now? So what did he do?
He didn't do anything.
So he literally came out to something that was resealed, apparently, and has a window of possibly falling apart in 3 to 12 months.
Yeah, that's what he told me. And it's like, now I'm literally...
Home warranty's a scam.
It's just ridiculous.
Don't do
dude.
It.
Because, you know, and the funny thing is, I do like the service that they give when you sit there and they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be, you know, $65 or whatever for a service thing. Because I had a washer issue and the part was like $200. But
right.
I get all the work done and the part for like $65. Okay,
right.
That's great.
And I get that. Yeah.
But that's the problem, though, is I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, like, you have this whole entire HVAC situation going on. And I'm like, God, this blows because they wanted. So the funny thing was, is that my buddy's friend came out
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
And they didn't charge me anything to come out and look at it. But the best part about it was, is that they kept thinking, the home warranty kept thinking that I was asking for them to reimburse me for that visit. I'm like, I'm not asking for reimbursement. Like that, you want another person to come out here and look at the system that I already know is broken and that I already have two quotes for, but you want another like, dude, it was
I hate
so
it.
Pissed
I hate
off.
It. That's the thing. Like the home warranty thing. It's as you said. It's like if you move into a place and like the appliances are a little old or like, you know, they're a little suspect and you feel like, hey, this thing might be breaking down within the next like year or two. That's when it's a good thing to get. If you like, for example, I've never had a home warranty system because every time I've moved into a place, like the appliances have been in pretty good shape. And even if they have fallen apart, you know, it's pretty rare and, you know, you just shell out the money. But yeah, that's where it can come in and be a pain in the ass is like because they got to find their people and their people are like, you know, part-time dishwashers at Applebee's, and then they also, you know, clean toilets, and then, you know, all this
like
sort
a ghost
of stuff.
Kitchen.
Yeah, they run Uber Eats, and like, you know, so yeah, it's, but dude, there is nothing worse than sleeping hot. It is impossible, because I find it that anytime I'm like realizing how hot I am while I'm sleeping, it only makes me get hotter. And sweat more because then suddenly I'm like realizing what's happening and I'm like, I'm so hot. And then I just start sweating more and it just becomes a nightmare. It's the worst.
Well, the best part about it is I bought this cool fan. It's not bad. It's actually a pretty decent fan for the most part, but it's like this big, right?
Right.
And
right. I have one of
those.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's like a tabletop one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The problem is I got that because I thought I was going to get this whole thing, you know, situated and done with, you know, within a week's time. And then all of a sudden it started becoming hotter and hotter. My dad's like, well, I got a stand-up fan that can move the air pretty damn well. And I'm sitting there like, all right, you know, maybe I need that. And then all of a sudden the guy's like, oh, reseal is done. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? Like, it was just, dude, it was literally a circus trying to get this thing done. Because I'm sitting there on the phone at work. I'm trying to leave early at work. I mean, it was a pain in the butt. And I'm telling you right now, I would never want to do that. Like, next time they say, oh, well, you know, we can probably, I'm going to say, no, just take it out, throw it in the trash.
Right.
Because I need to know. I need to know. Because they tried to upsell me too. Like this one guy was like, yeah, they're trying to sell you a train, which is like the TRANE one, the company. And he's like, that's like the Mercedes of HVAC units. Like you need this Goodman one that's like a Toyota.
Yeah, give me the Honda Accord of yeah, HVACs. Yeah. I don't need
give me a Ford Fiesta. I don't need
the Stingray. Okay, what are we doing? That's crazy. Yeah, that's the annoying thing too with all that stuff is like, whatever they tell me I need, a lot of the time I'm going to be like, you're right, I need that. So like,
I think it's going to work.
It's the same thing. Anytime I get my car fixed and I take it into Toyota for like maintenance, they'll like send me a list of like, hey, here's all the things that that your car kind of needs done. And they'll list it, they'll itemize it, and they'll say how much it costs. And I'll always just pick the cheapest one. I'm like, yeah, do that one. Don't do those ones. They're like, are you sure?
You're the one that's $78.
Yeah, they're like, well, this one actually will like help you actually be able to drive. And then I'm like, no, that's too expensive. Like just, you know, clean my windows or whatever the other one is. But yeah, I hate that stuff. Cause yeah, I mean, when we moved to this place, we had plumbing come, electrical come, and the HVAC people come to all do inspections and see what we needed.
Right.
Suddenly, I had a new water heater that I had to pay for. You know, but hey, at least it will last me the next 15 years if I'm still alive. You know, it's the worst. I hate home stuff. It's all expensive, and I don't know how any of it works. All I just want it to be, I want it to be cold when it's hot, and I want it to be hot when it's cold. That's all I need you to do.
I can't tell you how many times people say, well, do you have ceiling fans? Yes, I have ceiling fans, moron. Like
But that doesn't even matter. If it's hot, it's just blowing warm air into a like tornado in front of my bed, just drowning me in heat. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You got ceiling fans? Yes, I do. Oh, well, that should keep you cool. Yeah, I'm sure it'll keep me cool. It's like a freaking easy bake oven in here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Also, like they're always like in the different seasons, you change the direction on the fans. I don't even understand what that means.
So dumb. I don't even know. I know exactly what they're talking about, but I have no idea when you're supposed to do it, when you're not supposed to do it.
I don't know. It's all the worst. Anyways, moving on. I want to show you this TikTok because it's funny to me.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna make sure we got volume here and hit play. And the caption up here, it says, I require all my guests to use the bathroom outside. So she used to let people use the bathroom in her house before she discovered how unsanitary that is.
Wait, this is like her friends or is this like an Airbnb or something?
Any guests.
Oh, God.
So the rules, these are the rules. And then this thing says tips and then it has people's names here. And it says rules.
God.
Number one, must dig hole at least 6 inches from existing marker. Unless that's only 2 paper towel sheets allowed per use. And please log the journal before exiting the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Ew, did they reuse those?
Like, what in the hell is this?
I mean, that now listen, first of all, I have to say it right now. Okay.
Best way to have guests stop coming over is the top comment.
The thing about it is, first of all, I would never just use 2 sheets of toilet paper. Like I'm just going to put it out there. Wipe it to white, man.
I use the bidet, and the bidet is a game changer. I mean, that changed my life.
I need to get one of those.
You have to. It's literally ever since I got the bidet, it cuts down your toilet paper use by like 75%.
Oh,
because that thing 75. Is, you feel cleaner than you've ever felt in your life.
My God. I mean, but it's like, that's the type of person that is screaming at the TV when there's an election. Like,
well, yeah, like, exactly.
Like, no matter who's getting elected, that person's sitting there literally with their eyeballs glued to the TV, like screaming right. when they see a state they lost or something like that.
Dude,
it's like
she has you right. So, like, if I was her friend, like, my name's in that book quite a lot because I'm pooping all the time. There's a lot of stakes in that garden that are mine. Like, that is, dude, like, and also, like you said, like, two pieces of toilet paper. Like, that doesn't do a dent in my ass if I don't have a bidet. I need paint remover. Like, I don't know what she expects.
I'm telling
disgusting.
You. But like the fact of the matter is like she's offering you to eat Doritos while you're sitting on the ground.
Yeah, it's just, and also like, aren't you? It's like the way she demonstrated in the video, she was like literally sitting on the ground. I assume they want you to squat onto the ground because, like, I'm not putting my bare ass into the dirt where there's like, you know, worms and shit that could like crawl up there. And then also, it was like, put these, like, lay a piece of toilet paper on top of it.
Put the seeds in it.
It's like, I don't think you understand. Like, you know, when I don't think you understand. Like, I don't poop like a rabbit. It's not coming out in little pellets. Like,
it's not a mouse.
It's more like when there's like dirt and you spray a hose at it and it just kind of pools up. That's what's coming out of my ass. it's not little rocks. Like, what is she talking about?
Oh my God, man. What if you went to like a Taco Bell or something like that?
I had that today for lunch.
Are you going over to her house tonight? Oh my God, I might need three steaks.
I mean, it's going to look like it rained out there. She's going to be like, it hasn't rained in weeks. Why is the ground so wet?
It's like, I mean, seriously, some of these people, now, there has to be clickbait because there is zero chance that person is 100% sane. I mean, thinking like, oh, yeah, it's very unsanitary to, first of all, and I like how she wants them to wear the booties while they're out there on the ground and then sit there and say, all right, put them in this Home Depot bucket where I put some Dawn dish soap in there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I got to look at her hair. I'll share the screen again. We got to look at this profile because, like, there has to be more to this. So this was the one we watched.
20.1 million.
So she only has four videos.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here.
Okay. How I'm manifesting?
That guy's in prison.
What the hell is this? I mean, this can't be real. But if this isn't real, then, like, she's putting in so much effort. What is this? This has to be a joke. Like, this can't be a real thing.
I mean, let's be honest here.
But it's, like, and she has.
What about that second video? What's that one all about?
Yeah, I knew that one would interest you. I saw two things that might interest you in that video. Oh, I guess he saw the video.
All right, that's enough of this. Okay, well, that was a good
shit
part.
In your backyard. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't. I'm not going to help with anything else.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. What was that guy's name again? What was that? The streamer that she was looking at.
Hayden Ross.
Yeah. Hayden Ross. Yeah. And I bet he was like, "Oh, look at this video." Just like I said, "Hey, look at that second video." And then all of a sudden, he was like, "Whoa!" He's putting a black cloth over my picture.
I don't know, man. That was, yeah. But back to the poop thing, yeah. It's like, I mean, because look, I mean, in general, like, I'm not happy if I'm pooping at somebody else's house. Like, I'm not thrilled about the experience or the idea of it. But, like, if you got to go, you got to go. You got to, you know, you got to, if nature calls, but, like.
I'm not going to lie. If I went over to that person's house, right? If one of my friends said, hey, why don't you guys come over? And I go over there, and all of a sudden.
They say, like, but, oh, wait, are you going number two? Not inside, buddy.
I don't want that little garden shovel. I need a shovel that's shoveling dirt. I need a shovel that they have at a construction site.
I'm going to have to take out a couple bushes before I get this done.
you got a backhoe back here? Oh, it's like, oh, my God. Like, if someone told me, hey, I just need you to go outside. You know what I would do? I mean, if I needed to go that badly, I would be screwing around with that whole entire place. I would be moving sticks
all over the place. Yeah.
I'd be moving sticks. I'd be signing somebody's name down. So every time it went back, they're like, God damn, this person went four times tonight.
Yeah, right. Just keep writing one person's name like 10 times in the book. Yeah, that is, if that's real, and it's hard to tell because their other videos were fucking weird too. If that is real, that is, I would never, ever be able to go over to her house ever again. Because I'd be like, we're no longer friends. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, I need a seat.
Dude, I one of my buddies growing up, he had one of those houses where the living room, so with the TV and the couch and stuff, the bathroom was like right there in the middle of the living room. It had the guest bathroom.
Oh, right.
So it was like, because you had like the deck, like the sliding glass door to the deck, and then like there was a bathroom like right here, and then living room was here. So literally, if you had to pee, I mean, everyone's sitting there watching TV. They're hearing every noise you're making in that bathroom. It was the most terrifying thing in the world every single time. Because, you know, we're guys. Sometimes when you're taking a piss, you let out some toots. You know what happens? A little toot. And like, because your body's, you know, you're feeling free, you're feeling good. And like, so, you know, the whole time you're just tensing up. You're like, I better not make a sound. You're like peeing this close to the water to make sure there's no noise going through. You're soundproofing it.
You're coughing every time.
Or like, I used to always do the move where you like turn on the sink. You're not even like washing your hands. You just turn on the sink to like hide the sound. But then you're just like wasting gallons of water.
Why did he go into the bathroom and turn the water on immediately?
Yeah, I don't know. But dude, it was because there. I don't know. I don't like people hearing me handle my business. It's one thing if you're like in a public restroom or whatever, or like you're at an office building and you're taking a piss and there's other guy taking a piss. Like whatever, who cares? That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you're at somebody you know's like house and like you're and there's other people there and like the bathroom is right there where everybody's hanging out.
One of my aunt's house, whenever we go over there for like, you know, Christmas or holiday, so her bathroom is in the main like corridor going to the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. But when you exit the bathroom, like so many people can see you because if you're standing in the kitchen, you can see that person come out. If you're sitting in the living room, you can see that person come out because it's around the corner. And like literally, if you go in the bathroom, it's always kind of freaky. Like whenever you have a Christmas or a, some type of holiday and you go in the bathroom, everyone's like, what's that guy doing in there? everyone thinks about that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because like if you're in there for more than 2 minutes, then everyone's like, something's going on.
Yeah, that's the key with the bathroom time, the time thing. If you like, even if you're not doing anything else, you're just literally taking you a while to like clean up. I don't know, but like whatever you're doing. Like, I remember a guy that my sister used to date. I didn't know it at the time, but he had like IBS or something. Right. And so like he would be in the bathroom for like legit 30 minutes. And like, I remember I was like standing kind of near the door and I was like, he can't still be in there. Right. And I like said it loud. And like my sister was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, he's in there. He can hear you. And like, she was like, he's got IBS. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. What does that stand for?
I don't really know what it means. All I know is when I stayed for a bachelor party, I stayed in a room with a guy who had IBS. And let's see. I was going to say a joke that I don't think I can say without getting us canceled.
Right.
But it was, let's just say it was the worst smell I think any human has ever smelled in their life. Like all night. Yeah. The room smelled so bad. And he was like, sorry, I have IBS. I was like, I don't know what that means. But whatever it means, like, I'm sorry for your life. Because, like, this is so bad.
IBS, WTF. What the hell is that?
I don't know. I'm going to look. I mean, I know irritable bowel syndrome is what it means. But, like, I don't want
to
look it up.
I think it means, like, basically when you get anxious or something like that, it just starts to go.
Oh.
You get a wave.
It's like a mudslide. Disgusting. anyways, we're already hitting close to 45 minutes. So let's just get into trivia. We'll save action stars for another day because we talked a lot of mouse and HVAC talk. I'll let you pull it up. We're going to hit up the trivia machine here. Oh, let me put the right music on here. All right.
I'll let
you bring it up. Play a little trivia action before we bid the good folks adieu for the evening.
All right.
All right. The Daily Dozen trivia. Let's see if we can get something right here. Last time I feel like we were like 7 for 9 or something.
Hey, zoom out on this thing a little bit. Jesus. There we go. All right. Here we go. So the Daily Dozen trivia game 287. Apparently, there are 28,000 players today. The NFL question of the day. Filling in
for injured
starter, Mark Sanchez went 4-4 as the NFC East team in 2014.
Yeah, they fed us that. That was easy. It's funny. I guess you have to say Commanders, even though. Wait, what? Was it not the Commanders?
Was it the Eagles?
I guess I'm just automatically pictured Mark Sanchez being quarterback for the Redskins at the time.
He wasn't on the Cowboys or Giants. It has to be the Eagles.
All right, well, we can double dip later.
Bastards.
Wow, okay.
As a rookie, Mexican-American Jaime Yaquez.
Oh, this is the Heat. This is the Heat.
Wow. That's a really quick question. Or what am I trying to say? The early question. Like
it's 23, 2024. Yeah. I guess because they're like, nobody watches the NBA.
All right. Oh, maybe because it's Cinco de Mayo. Oh. And all these things. Okay. Now it makes sense.
You figured out the pattern.
Yeah. This Mexican-American first baseman hit 30-plus home runs in 4 straight seasons.
It's got to be Adrian Gonzalez.
That is right, I believe.
Yeah.
A little laggy. There he is.
It's got to be.
Ding, ding, ding. History. Born in Yuma, Arizona in 1927, this Mexican-American labor leader and civil rights activist was known for direct, nonviolent tactics, including pickets, boycotts, and hunger strikes.
It's just like Chavez?
We'll go with it. How do you spell Chavez?
No, sorry, C-H-A-V.
Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
Smooth.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, we've got, is that Cher in the middle?
Yep, Cher.
And then...
Can I reach that?
Is it Benedict Cumberbatch?
Hold on. This thing is really laggy trying to do this. Is it Benedict Cumberbatch or is it the guy from... How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris? No. This looks a little older.
I'm down with Big Ben.
Let's go with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jeez, come on, man. Slide down.
All right. Because of the screen, so you gotta zoom out again.
Ugh.
And they're screwing with our time.
What a pain.
Yeah. It's gotta be that, right?
Oh
shit!
Damn it! Chain restaurants. Founded in Mexico, a base style in the United States. This chain specializes in Mexican-style grilled chicken. Has nearly 500...
Is this just Chipotle?
Primarily California and Southwest United States.
But...
Is that California? It's not... It's
not Caltor? No. Founded in Mexico and based in the United States. This chain specializing in Mexican-style grilled chicken. I mean, Chipotle came to mind because, like, that's...
But it says primarily in California.
But yeah, you're right. And that's Is it
California Tortilla?
You could try it. I mean, it has California in the name, so.
Ugh.
Oh, damn, man.
This sucks.
Apparently, we're racist. Mexican American actor and comedian hosted a show on TBS in 2009 before Conan's moved to TBS. Mexican American actor and comedian that had his a late night show
on TBS in 2009 before Conan's moved to TBS.
I mean, I know a lot of the late night guys, and that I am not picturing a Mexican American late night show.
TBS.
I mean, it wasn't like. Who am I thinking of? Some of those actors that are like Hispanic. Like, it wasn't like George Lopez or anything, right? Just put George Lopez because it's actor and comedian.
That could be George Lopez, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Gosh, this lag is just unbelievable. Is it lagging for you too?
A little bit. All right. All right. George Lopez.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Set in Mexican strip club in the desert, this 1996 American action horror film starred George Clooney, Salma Hayek, Quentin Tarantino, and Juliette Lewis.
This is the one that... It's the one that had it's like Salma Hayek's feet and like everyone... Because like Quentin Tarantino's into feet and he like put it...
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I mean, yeah, I haven't seen it. I just like know that exists. I just know about the foot thing.
Mexican strip club in the desert with Selma Hayek. Oh, I might watch it.
I have no shot. I mean, yeah, it sounds great. I mean, Selma Hayek is a dime. No,
we'll go back to it. We'll go back to it.
Oh, this is going to be Pitbull? No.
Portrayed by Jennifer Lopez in a biopic. This legendary late Mexican singer.
I mean, she has like a one word
name. I know
who
it is. I know who it is. It's Selena.
Oh, that's okay. I knew it was one word name. Or one name, whatever.
It's Selena, because I watched that movie a bunch of times.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You like J-Lo.
What's that guy's name? Like her like love interest in that movie. He's a pretty good actor. He's the guy that plays the cop in Chicago PD.
I don't watch Chicago PD.
All right. No, he doesn't. All right.
What am I, an idiot? All right. I'm kidding.
We say we give up, or we can't give up. Yeah, we'll get double dip, right?
Oh, wait. Yeah, just put a random thing. Okay. Let me just think for a second, because Tarantino. Problem is, I don't know the name of this movie. Just like pick a random letter and just pick something, so that way we can at least double dip.
All right,
like
Mexico.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Mexican. Yeah, whoops.
Mexical. There you go.
All right, there's nothing there. 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, that's it. They're all in the desert. Yes, use double.
Yes,
dip.
Yes, double dip.
All right, so get the Eagles one, so we at least get another. Damn, what was... Maybe it wasn't Cher? I thought it was Cher's
eyes. It looked like definitely Cher.
All right.
27%, 28.
Hey, I got the toughest one I got right, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that was all pretty right, good.
A few correct answers. All right, what did we miss out on?
Cumberbatch and Celine Dion.
Oh.
Ah, interesting.
Dang.
Yeah, that's her eyes. That's for,
oh,
that's
we
sure.
Should have gotten that.
It kind of when you said Cher that I was like, oh, okay, that kind of looks like Cher.
Yeah, I guess they have the same eyes. What's same the chain? Is it Chipotle? I'll be pissed.
El Pollo Loco.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Well, what are we? We're East Coast boys. We don't know.
Is
that it, shit.
Isn't that the same? No, wait. What's the Breaking Bad one?
Pollos Hermanos.
Hermanos.
Yeah. Chicken Brothers. All right.
The movies is From Dusk Till Dawn.
I have not seen it, unfortunately. Well, not our best showing, that's for sure. I will say I am, speaking of Spanish, I am now, let's see what Duolingo says here. I am on a 52-day streak on Duolingo right now.
What does that mean?
It's that app to help you learn languages. So I'm I'm learning Spanish on Duolingo.
Yeah.
And I'm on Section 2, Unit 6. So I've been doing it for 52 straight days. I've been doing Spanish lessons via this app.
So what do you know?
Not much. I know that I've wasted the last 52 days. No. I don't know. I'm actually learning a decent amount. I mean, it's all very basic stuff. It's like, you know, like she has 3 books in the library and stuff like that.
La biblioteca.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's easy, but you got to learn like the, all right, like for this one, it's Tango, and then this is TNA's, and this is TNA, and it's like there's the male, female stuff. I don't know. I'm it's free, so I'm like, all right, sure.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, man. When I was back in high school, I literally would take Spanish. And first of all, I have to give a shout out to Senor Brill, my Spanish one teacher. He was awesome. Hopefully he's still hopefully still here with us.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He was Colombian. Like, I remember the World Cup was on. He's like, "Hey guys, don't tell anybody." He turned the TV on. And we're sitting there.
That's always
the
a
World
cool
Cup.
Teacher.
Oh, it was great. But and I actually got good grades in that class. Then you had Senor Iglesias or whatever, not Enrique.
Oh, okay.
But the other one.
A different type.
And he was from Argentina, and he was Not the greatest. he was
very mall.
I cheated in that class all the time, and I'm not scared to admit it, because honestly, who cares anymore?
I did it all the time.
But at the same time, so we had the system. Me and Diego, shout out to Diego.
Yeah,
we had a system. So during the test,
what was Diego doing taking Spanish class?
It's just an easy A.
Oh well, yeah, that's true.
Easy A. I mean, what, does he really need to go take French?
That's true, because you think about it, it's like, they're not going to stop you. Like, they can't be like, you're not allowed to take Spanish, because, like, how are they supposed to know what your level of, like, Spanish is? I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. That's always interesting, because it was always like that. There was the kids that, like, clearly knew Spanish already, and they would take Spanish class, because they're like, this is easy.
Yeah, and then you have the Spanish kids that took Spanish class and still got C's.
Well, yeah.
Which is like, all right, let's be honest.
Those would be called retardos.
So me and Diego had this foolproof system, which I'm pretty sure was a was known by Senor Iglesias. He just didn't have the balls to say anything, because he would always stare at me like trying to tell me something in my head, like, hey, I know you're doing something
right, right?
Because then I handed the test and he'd be like looking at me like, look at me like this. Right. And he'd never say anything for the entire year. So Diego would go up to sharpen his pencil, and then I would follow behind him, and he'd have all the answers written down for the test on like a little post-it, and he'd put the post-it note on the table that was next to the pencil sharpener, and then he would be there like, doing the old pencil bit, and then all of a sudden, he would leave, I would grab it, put it in my pocket, and then I'd do my pencil, and then I'd go back, and I'd put it right on the desk, put my paper over top of it, and then I'd sit there and, you know, do the old-fashioned cheating. And
it's amazing the techniques we used to use.
Dude, I remember a Facebook group back, because obviously Facebook was available when I was a freshman.
Yeah, yeah.
Facebook finally became available for high schoolers. There was a group that was called Finals, but it was an acronym, and it meant fuck, I've never learned shit, or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Learn something like that. It was something acronym, whatever the hell. But that's what it was. And all it had was ways to cheat. It literally, like, they had the bottle method where you rip the ring off and you tape it back and you like spin in the bottle and stuff. And it had a bunch of different things. Put it on your hat lid and all that.
The
kind
key
of stuff.
Was always, like you said, like the little piece of paper that you could easily like hide or dispose of, like when you were done with it.
Yeah.
That was always the key method, because you put it right underneath your test, and then you just like move your test up a little bit when you need to see what the paper says.
Yep.
Move it down, and then when you're ready to like turn, and then if like teacher's walking around and stuff, you're covering up that piece of paper with your test.
Right.
And then when it's time to turn the test in, boom, you just throw it in your pocket or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that was always like the, I feel like that was the foolproof way to go when it came to the cheating side of things.
Oh yeah, that was the easiest one, because again, if you had like a Scantron or something like that, the person that was helping you cheat, because again, Diego, he wasn't like one of my best friends, but he was a buddy of mine, stuff like that, and he didn't care. He was like, sure, I'll do it. I mean, I'm not gonna fail this class. So anyways, that was the best part, and the funny. There's another thing. I probably can't say it on air, but at the same time, that Spanish 3, Senora de Gregory, she had a baby like in the first 6 weeks of school.
So she was like, so you had the subs.
So we had the sub, and he was like from, I think, Ecuador or Honduras, one of those two. And dude, he was a dick. And he was, I mean, and the funny thing is, a lot of these people, sometimes
you're a sub.
Yeah, he was a long-term sub, was there for over, I think it was like 2.5 quarters before she got back.
Right.
Let's put it this way. There was, admin was involved with me. And then my mom got involved in the whole thing.
Oh, God.
And I will forever die on that steak. That was the best part, dude. Is like that. I just hated Spanish. Like I got A's and B's in every other class, but Spanish. I just the problem is I just didn't give a single shit about Spanish. I was like, I'll do every other class, but I hate this class. I'm like sitting there like tango, tienes, you know, bingo, bango, bongo. Like what the hell are we talking about here? I don't know any of this.
No, it's tough. No, I remember the one class, the cheating story I'll say, and then we'll wrap it up is, so we had I think it was biology or something like that, where, you know, you had different classes that took it at different times of the day.
Right.
And the guys that took it in the very first section of the day or whatever, for exam day, they would be the ones taking the test first. And they would, and the smart ones would like note what their answers were. And we had a couple guys that were like acing these tests all the time. And so they kept track of what all their answers were. We were all taking the same type of test. So by the time our class does it, they've disseminated that information down. And so I have like a text or whatever it was that has like, you know, D, C, 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 A, B, C, C, A. And then my move was I would take that. And before the test would start, you know, you're chilling in the class. I'd write down all those letters on the desk.
On the desk, yep.
And then when the tests come around, I'm covering up it up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sliding it up. And then when I'm done, whoosh, just wipe it off, and you're good to go.
Dude,
evidence.
Burn the evidence. I remember that bit, too. One time in AP U.S. history, me and a former friend of mine, we had a system where, like, we would, like, cough or something like that to get each other's attention. Or we'd do a little tap on the desk. And we would do like one tap for A, we do two taps for B, three taps for C, or
the tapping method. Yep.
And like sometimes, like he wasn't as slick as me. So like one time he was like, you know, trying to tell me what number he needed. He was like, I was like, am I stealing third? What am I doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing? He's like, boy, wipe it off.
it was so funny because like we had this full, and then the nerd in the class knew that we were cheating because like after he'd be like, I saw that, Mike. And I said, read Kick Rocks, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, go read a book.
Yeah, what does me doing that affect you, you know, in your grades? Like, who cares if I cheat?
But then you always have that one kid that wants to get in on the cheating, but you don't want to, too many cooks in the kitchen, man.
There was a couple kids that, like, when they start getting involved, the block gets hot. Like, it's like, it's getting, the attention is going to come. So, yeah, no, I hated that.
Yeah. And that was a little, it was a little too risky. You know, you can't have that one kid that, again, and this kid, I think he's like a pilot for like Delta now or something like that. But anyway,
now I know what airline not to fly.
And that's the funny thing is like he literally, and he was a decent kid. I mean, he wasn't like mean or anything like that, but he was kind of like this always kind of off kid. Like you couldn't really read him. You're like, his name was Brian. Bad Luck Brian. And basically he wanted, I still remember this day that he wanted, he's like, hey, you know, I forgot, you know, can you guys help me out? And I looked at, you know, my buddy and I was like, dude, we got to kick this fucking guy out, man.
We can't let
him, you know, ruin the system for us. And of course, you know, what's also funny is that when I was in AP government, the teacher, Mr. Crispin, God love him, he ended up putting everyone's grades on the wall, like the next class. But it was like your ID, your student ID. And if someone knew your ID, they knew what grade you got. So it's they'd always look at mine. And because I was always, I got A's and B's in that class for the four quarters. But it's like my buddy who was, you know, top 10 in the freaking school, top 10 in the class. He's sitting there and he sees I got like a C-, and he's laughing his ass off because he got like a 98. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't, I honestly don't care. Like, I just don't. I just want to get, and I'm cheating on all these tests too. I mean, during a test, I remember Mr. Crispin had a phone call and said, "Hey, you guys, no cheating." And he walked out for 20 minutes, and everyone's like, "What'd you get for 17?"
Yeah, you might as well like write him the answers on the board, you know, while he's gone. At that point,
it was so dumb, man. Yeah, I remember some high school times, man. Those were funny as hell.
We'll definitely do a whole episode, I think, talking cheating. Basically, we'll do the whole one. Oh man, but yeah, we should be back. I would say probably next weekend. I mean, we'll figure it out. But follow the show on all the social media channels. We are putting these videos up on YouTube, and then also TikTok. Is the TikTok still DC Crossover Podcast
point? It's updated. Let me bring it up real quick. It's all updated and everything like that. We couldn't cut it from last week, but let me
And then the Twitter is at the Lunch Line Pod is the Twitter, and you can follow Mike at Cerrone16.
So the Lunch Line TikTok is at Lunch Line Podcast.
At Lunchline Podcast on the talk. Subscribe and follow all that good stuff. And we will be back next week. John Z, take us out with your song about Matt Nagy coaching the Bears.
Still very, very. Yeah, there he is. Can't wait to have him on the show.